Alright, thank you all for listening in. Today's topic will be 3 sales standards that will make you a better salesperson. So, standards are all around us even if we are not aware. It helps navigate the optimal approach to use in any given situation. For example, the International Organization for Standardization was introduced in 1947 with the goal that conforming vendors offer products and services that are safe, reliable, and of good quality. This recognized standards ultimately facilitates increased business productivity. Sales standards work no differently. Salespeople who understand the logic and practice the important standards often find themselves ahead of the pack. They are better closers, higher income earners, and often first in line to be promoted. So, what are the key standards involved in sales? Before we continue, I want you to take a moment to complete these sentences. Think of 3 things. A good salesperson is... Alright, let's see if great minds do think alike by comparing your thoughts to the following 3 standards. Number 1. Amat Victoria Curam. The Latin phrase was first used by a Roman poet and at its simplest translation means victory loves preparation. Salespeople are often taught to be spontaneous, and sometimes we take it a step further in the wrong direction by thinking that we can wing any given appointment. I have been guilty of such overconfidence myself, and at one point even looked like a fool when I did not have the hard copy contracts readily available on me, even though the client was ready to sign the agreement on the first appointment. Since then, I have replaced the term spontaneity with the power of foresight. Every salesperson must have this ability. Imagine if you could see the future. Will this significantly increase your odds on closing a deal? A good salesperson is always prepared. They can predict all possible objections and conversation outcomes even before meeting a prospect. This foresight does come from experience, but can be hacked by thorough preparation. Number 2. Putting yourself in the prospect's shoe. The best practices for sales are ever-changing, and this evolution stems from globalization. Gone are the days where snake oil salesmen could live happily ever after going from town to town without ever being found out. Another big change is that the current day consumers are very aware of being sold to and ready to react negatively. Think about the most recent time you were cold called. Would I be right to assume that the first emotion you felt when you picked up that call is annoyance or defensive? There are effective ways to cold call which will be discussed another time. For now, the most important lesson is that a good salesperson practices empathy. It is the ability to understand and share the feelings of your prospect. Empathy is your best weapon when communicating value, handling objections, and even during your big close. It goes hand in hand with your willingness to listen. Because if you are not listening, you will never know how the prospect is feeling. Number 3. Remembering your purpose. The most common mistake that salespeople are guilty of is forgetting that we are the seller and not the buyer. We are too willing to bend over backwards just to close a deal by agreeing to terms and conditions set by the prospect. This could be in the form of a bigger discount, an additional service, or a favor in gratuity. Client retention is the most important KPI that a salesperson should track. If a client is willing to invest in you the first time, the foundations of trust have been set, and this always leads to future dividends. However, a buying salesperson will always shoot himself in the foot by making promises that he is unable to deliver on and lose future potential sales. An application of Pareto's principle, better known as the 80-20 rule, teaches us that approximately 20% of your clients represent 80% of your sales. If you are constantly losing clients from over-promising and under-delivering, you will never be able to generate substantial amount of sales. Remember, the close is for your prospect, not for you. Whether you close or lose a deal, do it on your own terms. After all, a good salesperson sets personal standards and sticks to them. Alright, thank you all for joining me today. I hope you have a pleasant day ahead.